From the First Midwest Bank Studio on State Street, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Knight tweets us. He says, if you look back at the year 2000, a 65-inch DLP was $20,000.
Whoa!
Now you can get a 70-inch TV for $400.
I walk in every now and again. As I said, I don't do a ton of shopping, but every now and again, I'll have to go to either Costco or Sam's Club, whatever it is, with my wife. And the first thing you see when you come in is the giant television displays. There's a television that's the size of a bus. $720. I look at her and go, we got to buy one of those.
Yeah.
She's like, we don't need a television. I go, but this is a deal.
Look at it. Look at how
majestic that thing is.
So, when it's so bright.
Oh!
It's perfect.
Like $700 for the biggest television you've ever seen in your life.
By the way, have you been back to the United Center since they changed out the scoreboard?
No.
They did a great job with that. I don't know if you two have been there, Black and Abdallah. But I was there, I remember, pre-pandemic. I think they did it 2 years ago. It's a great TV.
I don't think
it's a great setup, probably the best in the city.
I don't think I've been back there since we did a show. We may have done a show there.
Wow. You going to get out to a Bulls game this year.
Yeah, I will.
I'm looking for tickets. They have some Sunday games coming up in the afternoon. In after the new year that
I'm
looking
at. Well, I got to wait till we get through the part of the year where the Bears ruin your Sunday.
Right.
And then get to another part of the season.
So whatever's on your mind, if you have leftovers still from Thanksgiving, watching the Bears win but score only 16 points and need a last-second field goal against the lowly Lions, 332-3776. Matt Nagy is still your head coach, but there's no way he's going to be your head coach for long. But how much will the Bears be willing to change? That's still the overwhelming question that will dictate everything. Yeah.
I think, I do not believe that a miraculous run is in the cards. Believe that they will end the season significantly below. I had them picked at 8-9, I believe. Never thought they were a contender, but I think significantly they'll be lower than that with their record. And I believe business is going to be done differently this year. And the first sign of that was their decision to purchase Arlington Racecourse. And I think this, for the first time, you are going to see massive change across the board.
Like George will have someone new to run his team.
Yes. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it guarantees success. But what I do know is that if you continue to do things the right way, the trend is your friend, and the trend tells you that you have not gotten it right.
Yeah.
I think that things will be different. And again, I think that the first sign of that is their decision to remove themselves from Soldier Field and go to Arlington Heights.
Like Cap keeps asking the question, and it's a legit question, Cap and Hoodie both. If George is still going to ultimately hire the new president, how's he going to get that right when they haven't gotten the other thing right? Well, the answer is do your damn homework.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to network? Do you know what I mean? Like, I said to Cap, I go, dude, you network the phone well. If I gave you 3 months and an unlimited budget to go out and talk to a who's who of football, any guy with a good work ethic couldn't come up with a really good list. You talk to anyone who is willing to speak to you. You rule guys in, then they rule themselves out, and you move on. And you meet people, you talk to people, you hear names that continually come up with all different people. And then instead of hiring some sort of a consultant, you hire that guy to be a part of your football team so he's got skin in the game.
Yeah, I think the least likely thing to happen is that George is going to be eliminated from the picture with them selling the team or them demoting him or moving him around in the organization. To me, that's the most unlikely thing to happen. I agree with you. It doesn't guarantee success, but you can find a way, if you do it the right way, to give your team not only a new set of eyes and a new set of ears, but a different perspective and a different chance, a better chance. And I think that again, maybe it's just the optimism that I attach to them deciding to do the right thing from a business perspective. And you can argue at me, well, that's a no-brainer. And it is a no-brainer to go from Soldier Field to Arlington Heights, in my opinion. Like, that to me is a no-brainer on so many fronts that we've talked about a number of times.
To me, this is even more of a no-brainer.
I agree with you, but
when you've given the resume that you've had for 22 years with your team president, what more do you need?
Yeah, you're right. I'm just saying, like, I have never been comfortable with the thought that they're comfortable with, they had an appetite for significant change. Maybe it's just the optimism in me based on what they've decided to do, hopefully, with their stadium. I think you are on the cusp of something that we've been looking for quite some time.
And would you be open to Harbaugh, something that we've discussed? I read a tweet from someone I follow who really painted a picture of, say what you want about Jim Harbaugh. He's only won one of these, and he finally got the one this weekend. And now, obviously, because we're prisoners of the moment, we're looking at Harbaugh in a better light.
That's how it goes.
But he has been a program builder wherever he's been, whether it's Stanford, whether it's San Francisco, whether it's been Michigan. He's always done better than the previous person before him and better than the person who ultimately takes over for him. So, and would he be more likely or less likely now that he's finally beaten them to leave? Like, would he be like, no, dude, now it's fine. I already got over the worst part. This could be my job for life, and I could get the money that I gave back last year. I could make it if I get to the playoff and I do well in the playoffs. Or is he more likely say, hey, my whole motto was, we're going to do it or we're going to die trying. Well, we did it. I could happily move on and not, like, quit and make it look like the heat got too hot. I could leave on a high and I can go conquer the NFL again. I don't know. And I'm not saying Jim Harbaugh, I don't know if he would be my first guy because I'm focused on the president, Ryan Day, even though he lost. You go see if you could get Ryan Day. You go see if you can get Jim Harbaugh. You go see if you could get the best coordinators out there. You go see if someone is unhappy as a head coach in the NFL who's good these days. Like, is Sean Payton ready for a move? Is someone, like, just turn over every single rock and don't eliminate anybody.
I'm with you.
But like, for Harbaugh, for the specific purposes of talking in the context that they just beat Michigan, they just beat Ohio State, Michigan finally won, that they're the focus of the sports world, is that someone that you would be excited for if he were your Bears coach in 2022?
It's a great question. It's more of a possibility the longer you think about it than... Like, I've always said to you, the one thing that really keeps me on the edge of my seat about this is they've struggled to identify quarterbacks and develop their offense at Michigan. And that's what this team desperately needs. I think that's more a product of their inability to recruit at the same level that Ohio State did. I just think if you go back and you look at the players, the first and second round picks that have come out of Ohio State at the skill position versus the guys that have come out of Michigan, it's night and day. Like, one is at the top of the list, the other's at the bottom of the list.
Right. Like, our buddy Patrick Sheldon tweeted us those, and he said, to counter your point, nationally, Harbaugh has had three top 10 recruiting classes and one top 15 class. Let's not act like he's had awful talent to work with.
That's a fair statement. Maybe it is that they just haven't developed them. Those recruiting classes sometimes can be a bit inconsistent or unreliable. I can just tell you that I can look at the Ohio State football team and I see more talent on the edge and at the quarterback position than I've seen at Michigan over the last several years.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Do you have a list, too, of, for everyone getting into your car, there's a deadline Wednesday in Major League Baseball where the collective bargaining agreement ends. And they're supposed to meet, I think. What was it? Is it tonight?
I think it's Wednesday at 1 o'clock. I think, isn't Wednesday at 1 p.m. is the deadline?
Right, but didn't you tell me before the show that they're meeting before that to try to get a deal done? Is it tonight or tomorrow?
According to Passan, I believe that I thought they were getting together tonight, but
okay, so
I can go check his Twitter handle.
Knowing baseball negotiations, if we came in tomorrow and there was significant progress, like, think about all the discord they had during the pandemic, right? Was it a year ago when they were fighting? When was it when they were fighting? I think it was 2 years ago when they had the shortened season. Do you remember how long that took them to agree on the 60-game schedule, when to start, how much you get paid? that was just a singular season. We're talking about usually like a 5 to 10 year collective bargaining agreement that you have to come up with. So it would surprise me if they got something done before the deadline. The point of me telling you there's a deadline on Wednesday is that a lot of the free agents out there would like to get signed before the collective bargaining agreement ends. Their contract still holds up, but they get to sign under the current rules. A lot of players are concerned that on the other side of this, it may even be worse for the players. Yeah. And that the deals won't be as lucrative. So they're looking, all of a sudden, there's been a flurry of activity here in November, at the end of November, where we've not even had a hot stove season for many of these years.
Passan tweeted 5 hours ago, MLB and the MLB Players Association are meeting in Texas to try to strike a new collective bargaining agreement before the current one expires Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. So it expires Wednesday night before midnight. It doesn't say whether they are currently meeting as we speak or they are going to meet tonight or that's going to happen tomorrow. But they're trying to come to some sort of agreement before there's a lockout.
You know, Jesse, too, Passan tweeted out Jesse's article. Jesse has the article about some of these new ideas they have for the new collective bargaining agreement, including like an NBA-style lottery that they would have. So we could get into that as it goes on. But I want to give you some of the signings. Because this has been a baseball day. Corey Seager signed a 10-year, $325 million deal with the Texas Rangers. That's on the heels of Marcus Semien, who was signed in the last 24
hours
with Texas. Don't
you believe the Seager deal? How does Carlos Correa sign for anything less than that? Correa's had a better spin over the last 5 years.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Carlos Correa is awesome.
So how does he not get a contract that eclipses 10 years and $325 million?
And if this is going to be a buyer's market. It's not a buyer's market, really. It's more of a free agent market,
yeah,
right?
It seems, at this point.
So like a guy like, you see what Semien signed for. You see what now Seager signed for if you're, like you mentioned, Correa. And then Story's got to be looking on this. Javi's got to be looking on this.
Correa's got to be the top guy, doesn't he?
He does, but it means that there's plenty of cash to go around, it would seem.
Yes.
Especially if Seager's getting 325. He's great, but he's very injury prone.
I would wonder, I do wonder if Rick Hahn sees what's transpiring now and it's making people inside the White Sox organization unsettled because they didn't expect this.
Well, and maybe on the other side of this, there will be better buys. Like some people, when I tweeted out, yo, Cubs, you awake? And a lot of people are going, dude, did you really want the Cubs to sign another guy for 10 years? Like, do you really want them handing out $325 million deals? Now, Robbie Ray today, the Cy Young winner, signed with the Mariners, 5 years, $115 million deal. Max Scherzer signed a 3-year deal with the New York Mets. How about that? What was that for, too, Waddle?
Three years, $130 million. $43 million in change per year.
So there are lots of deals being handed out, and we have not heard a lot. Now, the White Sox did sign Graveman from Houston. He's a very good reliever. But they still have a second base opening. They have right field openings, unless they do the platoon out there with their two young guys. What are they doing? Like, who's going to catch? Is Grandal going to catch? Is he going to be your designated hitter? How are they going to line up?
And look, if you're a White Sox fan, you want your team to spend money.
Yeah, and if me as a Cubs fan, I want my Cubs team to spend.
That's true.
Look, you pitch to us. When you build it, they will come. You said when you add the Jumbotron, when you add the hotel, when you add your own network, that you're not going to play like a small market team. So I don't expect them to just sit out. I don't expect them to hand out a $325 million deal, but I don't expect them to sit this thing out. 332-3776 if you want to weigh in with us. We'll debut some more holiday parody songs. The Bulls play tonight as well. There's so much to get after. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
An update from the United Center, Bulls and Hornets tonight. Zach LaVine's a game time decision. We told you he was listed as questionable earlier today. This is an illness. It is non-COVID related. People still get sick. Something that we're all going to have to remember when people are ill.
It is cold and flu season.
Yep. He is a game time decision. Like I said, the Bulls lately, the thing that really screwed them up, the ones that sat bad with me is the Houston game. Obviously, that was a one-win team in the Indiana game. Like, if you take care of business with those two, instead of 5-5 in your last 10, your record's looking better. You know, they go 1-3 last week. And now, like, the pack is coming back to you. And don't get me wrong, I never thought the Bulls would be a true contender, though I'm here for it, and I still think there's a lot of great stuff they do. But what I want to make sure that happens this year for the regular season, my regular season goal, Waddle, is to be top six. Do not put me in the play-in. I want no part of 7, 8, 9, 10. I do not want them to get them bounced in a two-game play-in tournament.
I heard Carmen the Good Kid talking today. They have a sandwich bet on 50 wins. Yurko's got under 50. Carm's 50's a win.
Yeah. And like the over under originally was 43.5, right?
Was it that low? I thought it was maybe even lower than that.
I thought I got
was
it 43? DraftKings at 43.5.
That seems like a good bet by you at this point.
And they've had a really tough schedule. It's good. And it's, they go to, do you see what's lurking for them at the end of the week? They got a little New York trip.
Oh, okay.
They play at the Garden against the Knicks. And then the next game, I think they play against Brooklyn. So then they do battle again with Miami in Miami. Like, they've got some games here. And the Hornets aren't a cakewalk anymore. So tonight's going to be an interesting game. Every game this team plays is interesting.
They get Denver a week from today, too. So
every game is interesting. They're a fun watch. Caruso had a dunk.
I did see the highlight of that.
PJ Tucker. Like, there was a lot of good moments. It was fun. But they did not pull out the game against Miami. 312-332-3776. And then there's a report out there from The Athletic that LSU is pursuing Brian Kelly. Now, I don't know if that's something an agent's putting out there and wanting to get more money from Notre Dame, or if that's legit. But it sounds like all of their big college football.
Didn't Brian Kelly pass last year? I think Newt Rockne is the most wins for a coach at Notre Dame history.
I think that was this year when they beat Wisconsin. I think wasn't that something we talked about, Abdallah, earlier in the year? Yeah. I think he became the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame this season. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So would LSU be interested in Brian Kelly? Would Brian Kelly be mutually interested? Sure. But also, is it being floated by an agent to get more money because he's only making $2.5 million this year?
Sure.
Yeah. Because all these coaches are now getting $10 million deals. Of course his agent's going to try to get him. All these coaches. Ryan Day's only making $4 million.
Right.
I wonder if LSU also sees this situation and says, wait, hold on. If USC took a swing and they got someone out of a place where they thought he was there for the long term, maybe Brian Kelly is on their short list of dream candidates, so might as well take a swing.
Yeah, we'll see what Notre Dame's not poor. We know this.
No, they work under different circumstances there than a lot of other schools as well. And I think Brian Kelly, like, there was a time when I was not a Brian Kelly fan. I just wasn't.
No,
I mean, he was
evolved.
a very angry guy.
His face
was always bright red, and he was screaming at some kid about doing something wrong. Like, I get it. There was an unappealing characteristic about him. And I think he's changed his approach in a lot of ways.
I got to take this call. Right when I saw Abdal put this one up, and then we'll get to the others on hold, but I saw John and Bartlett, and I had to take it because it made me chuckle. I had the same thought over the weekend.
Really?
It's a pipe dream, but I laughed about it. John and Bartlett, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
First of all, Sylvia, that's not the way to think about it. This is not a pipe dream. This is the start of something right here. We need to get the word out there, Matt Nagy would be perfect for the Oklahoma opening.
That's good.
He doesn't have to scheme any opening. I mean, like, with the offense, it's a lot more vanilla offense than the actual, you know, in college football. Very little scheming when it comes to the actual offensive side. And he seems like a college coach to me. So I think we need to start it today. Get this trend rolling right now.
So
Matt Nagy to Oklahoma.
So should we, like, grab some bots and stuff and start tweeting Oklahoma, like, booster members and saying they should go after Matt Nagy? He's the guy. His offense has really done wonders in Chicago.
I mean, I think that's the only way to really get it started. So I'm on. I'll start right now if you guys start after this.
Are they smarter than that?
You need to, John, you need to get on the Reddit, the Oklahoma Reddit feeds and start floating that.
Here, Matt Nagy's always been a Boomer Sooner guy.
Who are the Oklahoma fans clamoring for?
Boomer
Who do they
humor.
Want?
Boomer humor, guys.
Is there a request from
I've
them?
I've seen Brent Venables as a possible option.
The defensive coordinator
he used
Clemson?
To be at Oklahoma. He's the highest paid coordinator in the entire country.
We mentioned
he's been
Cliff
fantastic.
Kingsbury
he wears that cool purple shirt to distinguish himself away from the other guys on the sidelines. So you know which guy is your defensive coordinator. You probably are familiar with what he looks like, but the purple shirt kind of highlights it.
Yeah. I've seen that name a lot today.
It's kind of like the pennies in gyms. Do you remember these
Stoops,
pennies?
Stoops is there. Just let him stay.
He doesn't want to do that for
you. You don't think so? I don't know.
You think Stoops wants to go back to Oklahoma? Why?
You know, Stoops was like a name that was rumored in SC circles.
And for the Bears years ago.
Yeah, like it's kind of funny that like his guy, Lincoln's the one that took the job.
Isn't it more likely that his brother, who's coaching Kentucky, would go to Oklahoma versus him?
Yeah.
He's done a nice job at Kentucky.
Yeah, he has.
Look at you, Kentucky football. That's good. By the way, we don't need Matt Nagy to go anywhere. All you have to do is say you're fired. You know what I mean? Say, I mean, maybe Oklahoma would take him off our hands earlier, but...
You guys know how it would work, though. One visor to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a funny thought, but we don't need anyone to take Matt Nagy off our hands. It shouldn't hurt.
Please.
Can Ryan be their AD?
Please let Matt Nagy come to the SEC. Please.
Big C's been patient. Hey, Big C, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
How's everything?
What's up, Big C?
Man, we had a good Thanksgiving. You know, the Bears, Andy Dalton.
You didn't respond. You tweeted at us, and I tweeted back at you, and you didn't respond.
Oh, yeah. I got
yeah, that's what you don't know. You know what happened was you didn't want to make that Super Bowl bet on the Bears.
We're going to make that bet $100 to your donut. But with this Ryan Day talk, it's getting exhausted. No thanks for Ryan Day.
Oh, no.
We don't need that guy.
Who would want the guy that had so much success with our current quarterback?
Man,
that's lunacy.
Come on, man. Hey, I don't want to see no Bears standing up looking at no sideline, look like no clown. Like Ohio State be looking. Let's be for real, though. You know Pace ain't going nowhere.
Who do you want to be the coach, Big C?
Get Dennis Allen. They get him out of New Orleans. Get Dennis Allen, and you can get probably Greg Olsen to be the OC to work directly with Fields. Because it look like, you know, with the stuff going on with the Raiders, he ain't going to be the OC for the Raiders.
Didn't Dennis Allen have a really short stint as a head coach somewhere? That went badly.
Well, he was with the Raiders,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was with the Raiders back in 13.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hey, he can get a second chance. He got that defense playing good. And Ohio knows how the NFL going on the defensive side. It's like the zone is staying away.
What about this, Big C? What about we call Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan? Man, come on, man. We got enough distraction now.
No, I know, but you like the defense. He'll bring the defense. We'll play aggressive. And you know what? They'll know that they played the Bears the following week.
And now it ain't about the defense. But look how the NFL going there. Y'all get all hyped up in September. You know what I'm saying? They flinging the ball everywhere. But when it comes down to October, November, December, you know what it's about. It's ground and pound. You know what I'm saying? Defense. You know, to win a Super Bowl, you got to have a defensive front and run the ball. Simple as that. You know the concept. You know.
We've never been anti-run the ball. You have to be good up front on both sides of the football, but you also have to have a damn good quarterback most of the time.
A good quarterback. All these guys, you know, y'all talk about Matt Jones, y'all be hating on him. But Tom Brady didn't win how many Super Bowls?
Seven.
How many AR didn't win?
Huh?
How many AR didn't win? Rodgers.
One.
Okay, how many Russell and won?
One. It's all more than what we've done here. Okay. I would love to be in the only one club, Big C.
You're playing his game.
I ain't nobody playing the game. I'm just telling you real. We talking real talk. Stop all that Ryan Day.
Where's the great quarterback who hasn't won any?
Who?
Where's the great quarterback besides Dan Marino from way, way back? Where's the great quarterback from the modern era that hasn't won any? Most of the greats win at least one.
Cam Newton was MVP.
He got to the Super Bowl that year.
He got there and didn't win nothing. You know, Trent definitely won a Super Bowl. But anyway, Tal, though, you know, Let's be real. We got a business going on. All this trying to get this fluky Duke college stuff in here. Let's be for real though. They get somebody here with some experience. Get Dennis Allen. He got New Orleans playing good. They get Greg Olsen. He's a respected OC, and get going. If that's the route we're gonna take, cause I think we're going 6-0, and my boy Nagy's not going nowhere.
6-0.
I'll house that bet. I'll house it.
Hey, we're going to go for it, man. Okay. Hang on to your donut.
By the way, Dennis Allen as a head coach with the Oakland was 4-12, 4-12, and 0-4.
Yeah, it was really bad.
8-28. He's a good defensive coordinator, don't get me wrong, but I don't see Dennis Allen getting another chance ahead of others.
Okay. Let's debut some more songs, all right? We've had some high praise for several of the songs that we played today. This is the week, kind of like Waddle's talking about over the next few weeks in the NFL. This is really the week where we separate the pretenders from the contenders. And we see the way the Holiday Parody Song Contest is going. We will debut some new songs coming up next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Keep on having fun with tweeting about Matt Nagy in Oklahoma already. Someone tweeted, rumors starting to swirl and just discussed on Waddle and Sylvie. Oh, you football's significant interest in Matt Nagy for the head coaching vacancy. Situation is evolving. The Bears have made no comment to deny the rumor. It's not true. They ain't true.
What'd the patch say?
Ouch. It tweets from Johnny O'Grady. Someone else said, tweeted, where was it? I retweeted this guy. He says, no joke, I think Pace and Nagy would be the perfect fit for Oklahoma. Get Pace in there as a football consultant. They'll be missed here. With the eyeball emojis. Hey, you got to hashtag it Boomer Sooner. Isn't that their thing, Boomer Sooner?
I think so, yeah.
We don't need to do... All we need is to
say goodbye.
George,
thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. You're out.
People are trying too hard. We're trying too hard. It's really easy. You don't need a partner in crime here.
Right. This isn't like getting rid of Jason Hayward's contract.
Right. There's no contract swap here. It's just a decision you get to make.
What do we have for new holiday parody songs? We've debuted a few today. The response has been awesome by the Waddle and Sylvie listeners. And you can post them on ESPNParody.com. That's where you upload them. It is open for two more work weeks, this week and next week. It will close on December 10th. There will be top five finalists. Those finalists will perform December 17th, as we will be live at Ballydoyle in Aurora.
Ballydoyle.
That will be our holiday party event place, 28 West New York Street. Our holiday event place. I don't know what that means.
It's a place where we're going to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, Ballydoyle in Aurora. The winner will get $1,000 in cash.
All right.
You'll get two VIP 4-day passes to Country Thunder and a $50 gift card to Shady Rays. The other four finalists will get two 4-day passes to Country Thunder and the $50 gift card to Shady Rays. Plus, all of our finalists will get the White Sox prize pack, which includes 6 ticket vouchers and a White Sox scarf and a hat. It's brought to you by Miller Lite, American Sale, your Chicagoland Toyota dealers, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and Shady Rays.
And the White Sox give you the opportunity to kick into a pool for free agent spending. Correct? That's not part of it?
We have not heard much from the White Sox. Right. They still have a second base vacancy. They still may have a vacancy in the outfield. I think they still need a starting pitcher. So, yeah, they could do some work, and the Cubs are nobody's home. I think someone's knocking. Anyone home? Anybody home, Tom? Where is everybody?
Nice.
All right, what do we have here, Black?
Eric Rossi brings us Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights, Soldier Field bites. Just can't wait to relocate. Time to exit that spaceship. Please, no more Ryan Pace. Sorry, Wilbon and Garland.
Yeah.
The Bears will move to Arlington.
That's it. That's the end of the song. Listen,
you throw in a swear word that needs to be bleeped out, we giggle like 12-year-olds.
Yes. Well, we got to play that for Wilbon on Wednesday. That's fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic. It's good.
I would reiterate something that Chris and Adam said earlier. Please, there are so many different avenues you can go down that aren't Bears related.
Well, we appreciate Heights is okay. That's a new subject. No.
Well, I think we've heard a couple of them now, haven't
you guys,
we?
You guys want to hear some more? Here's Jason Shepherd with Dreaming of a Word Salad. Dreaming of a Word Salad.
You almost can't even make it up. It's that bad. I'm obviously not doing a good enough job. I obviously, as a head coach, did not do a good enough job.
I'm dreaming of a word salad, just like the one that Maggie serves.
We got to make sure that we're hard on ourselves and we understand the whys.
Helping of BS dressing while he figures out the why.
Start watching the film to see the why.
I'm dreaming of a word salad. Matt Nagy really has to go.
In the end, there's a responsibility and an accountability.
His press conferences make me wanna cry while he tries to figure out the why.
You almost can't even make it up. It's that bad. I'm obviously not doing a good enough job. I obviously, as a head coach, did not do a good enough job of getting this offense ready to go. It starts with me. It ends with me. And saying that it starts and ends with me is something that I take to heart. And I know that, you know, for our guys that are in that locker room.
This is a whole press conference.
Yeah, coaches, that's
too much, Jason. Too much.
I'm ending it. I'm cutting
it. Keep it simple.
It's done. We're done.
I got to be honest with you. I'm starting to have Bears-related song fatigue.
Oh, come on. Split it up. Well, Tommy, I've got Adam Bain here with Nagy Smells.
Nagy Smells.
Nagy Smells.
Jingle bells, Nagy Smells, Ryan's laid some eggs. Nagy can't call good plays, Ryan's draft bad players. Jingle bells, losing hell, get new football guys. Arlington Heights, here we come, let's hope Justin is a prize.
Yeah,
dashing through word salad.
Well, if you didn't like that classic about Bears songs, here's another one. Dan Stern has 7 days of Bears week.
On the Friday of Bears week, while Sylvie said to me, the Bears have a chance, just wait and see. On the Sunday of Bears week, Bears lose again. They really have a chance, just wait and see.
What?
On the Monday of Bears week, Waddle Sylvie said to me, the Bears suck. Bears lose again. They really have a chance, just wait and see. On the Tuesday of Bears week, Waddle Sylvie said to me.
Give me another one.
How about our guy, Trey Tunes? To the Burbs we go. To the Burbs we go with Trey Tunes.
You gotta listen to the whole thing.
I mean, guys, like, all of these songs are Bears. Here we go, Trey Tunes.
Sit back, relax. It's like 2 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, the seating outside is frightful, and the traffic is not delightful. Wish we had a better place to play. Build a new dome right away. They're not showing signs of staying. Now politicians are trying to weigh in. But George sees lots of dough, so to the northwest the Bears they go. When they finally move the Bears to that great place in Arlington Heights, the McCaskies will say, who cares? To the new stadium's name and rights.
I love Trey, give me a shirt.
Dreaming.
And this is not a good effort. I mean, you
plotting and scheming. In the dome,
there is a surprise.
The wind blow. So to the northwestern birds we go. Oh, look, what do we have here? It's a letter. Let's open it up.
He's doing honey doing this.
Oh, look. It's from Alderperson Cardenas. Let's see what it says. Dear George, it's so sad to see that you're considering leaving the great city of Chicago.
All right, can we stop?
It would be catastrophic to see
it
go, especially after all we've invested in the franchise. Renovating Soldier's Field was not cheap.
I love you, Trey.
How can we get you to stay?
He makes great t-shirts.
Can we buy the team for you?
And good shot.
Can we at least keep the name Chicago Bears?
Is this an 8-minute entry?
I'm looking forward to your response.
Come on, boy. Trey Toon's doing hoodie, doing George McCaskey.
Last
McCaskey.
Question first because of
a lot of doing.
I think it's recency, George. Whatever.
What's going on here?
Okay. To answer your question,
you asked
for
it. Hey, you starting to get fatigued yet?
To the no, no, no.
Not for the good ones. Hail. I still think the good ones are.
To the no. To the no.
Part of the fatigue is living for the bad ones.
Here's the problem.
Sincerely yours.
All right.
You have to get through all the American Idols to get to the good one.
Off to the career.
All right. Enough. Come on, Black. Is he done? He's finally done.
I didn't make the song.
I love you, Trey, and thank you for the shirt with the two corn dogs, two at a time. I don't want two of a time of those. No.
The songs are not great. Okay, well, how about Eric Helm? You want to hear Eric Helm?
Let's do a couple more when we go.
Catch our breath.
I'll tell you what the problem is. I know what the problem is, okay? Well, let's have a talk when we come back.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Can't wait on Friday. I always say this on Monday, no better time to start thinking about the weekend. Like, we got to get through it, right? Let's think about Friday. It's not too early. Waddle and me will be out at Howard Street Inn. It's been a spot that we've done many shows before. I've done appearances here. It's in Niles.
You've had accidents there.
I have. This is the place that I've told the infamous story where I did an appearance before the pandemic and I took Mason with me. And in the car on my drive from the Deerfield area to Niles, I pooped myself in the car. I gambled and I lost. And it was a Saturday for, I forget what it was for. It was like a basketball event or something. It may have been the NCAA tournament. I'm not sure. And it was an appearance. No, it wasn't because I was wearing shorts. So around that Niles area on the weekends, they have a lot of trucking companies. So a lot of those trucking companies aren't doing anything on the weekends. So I went to the back of one of those trucking companies, and I took off my underwear.
If only there was a police officer back there, you would have had a difficult explanation for a number.
And I got rid of those, but the problem was there was a little stainage on my shorts.
Oh.
So I had to get, like, I had kids' wipes because Mason was younger. But still, I was walking very weirdly, and I tried to sit down.
You probably smelled bad.
Well, I don't know if it was that. Like, the underwear was gone. It wasn't like there was a lot of poop in the shorts, but it did go through quickly. Little liquidy. Little liquid. Not a lot, little.
I get it. So there has to be a horrible odor that's attached to that.
See, there you go. That's a song, Poop in the Shorts. But instead, we got 30 Nagy songs.
Poop in the Shorts.
That was Poop Knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, come on, yeah. I mean,
well, I've done this many times. I've talked.
Gambled and lost.
I'm the king of this. Once during cancer treatment while I was in the backyard with my kids, once before an appearance at the Howard, on my way to the Howard Street Inn, and then the night of my rehearsal dinner. And that was when I was all dressed up, but I luckily was in our suite, which had a
I think you should travel with an extra pair of jeans and underwear.
It's a good idea.
Just an emergency pair.
Some people do that. They keep that in their car.
I think that's fair. People keep coats and blankets in their car. You keep underwear and butt wipes.
So that's the Howard Street Inn in Niles. It's this Friday, 2 to 6. We'll be broadcasting there. We will try not to gamble and lose. 6700 West Howard Street.
I can't guarantee that.
It will be brought to you by Miller Lite.
Do we have all any? Right, so tell us what your...
Here's the problem.
Okay, here's the problem.
The problem is, it's not just an overload for 2021. The problem is it's been the same subject for 19 and 20. The songs were the same in 19. The songs were the same in 20. And they're the same in 2021. So it's not necessarily that they're all this year about this. Last year's winner still holds up. Because
yes,
it's the exact same story.
True, but that one was ridiculously well done.
Ridiculously good, but the problem is we're overloaded by this topic for 3 years, not just 1 year and for a week.
Well, you know what I mean? Yes, hence the reason why we are asking you, to use your word, to differentiate yourself from the pack of Bears-related songs.
Be creative, be original.
I think some of the best entries over the course of the years have been things that people wrote and sang about us on the air. Like there's Good Cat song. What was it?
Wash Your Fruit.
Yeah, the Wash Your Fruit song mm-hmm. was funny.
Going rim to rim.
Yeah.
Flipping.
I mean, there have been a lot of really good ones. Yurko's Blue Chew commercial.
What we're saying is we want more Caps on, guys. Come on. That's what we're trying to say.
Like a year ago, Caps like, hey, it's not, this isn't an ownership or president problem. This is a general manager and coach problem. And now he's using my It Starts at the Top during tweets this year.
I mean, he's walking content, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
Got any more, Chris, to wear us down?
Oh, yeah, why not? How about DJ in Kansas City? Pack up your crap.
Okay, he's usually good, though.
Yeah, but it's still more Bear stuff.
Pack up your crap, call your last snap. Club Dub is closed, your coaching blows. Bring Roman here so he can steer. Touchdowns our way, let Justin play. Nagy, you're done, hope you had fun. Ruining our team, robbing us clean. Georgia is pissed, you won't be missed. Clean out your desk, we'll clean the mess. Buyer beware, better be scared. If Nagy comes, there goes your fun. Now let us sing, bring us a ring. Hi, you're the best, screw all the rest. But let's wait until Thanksgiving's over.
All right, though.
Setting our sights north to the heights, or build a moat, get there by boat. Then we will stay here by the lake wherever we play. What do you say? We find a way to send Pace away.
Eric Helm brings us Where We At.
This is my fight song.
Maggie guy.
The Bears side outside are frightful, and Nagy thinks he's insightful. That's the problem with all of his crap. It's where we're at, where we're at, where we're at.
Miss Nagy guy.
He shows
Waddle no, says no. All right. Now, this is...
What was the fight song part of this?
Well, it's a reference to the fight song, the Black and Abdallah fight song with Nagy referring to fighting.
All right.
Like, is there one Bear...
Somebody's like, all right, I don't want to deal with that.
Is there one Bear-related song that you guys think is actually kind of distinguishes itself in any way?
Not at all. But how about this? I need you guys to listen to this. Here's the discussion Abdallah and I were having. Joe Yoon submitted this song. Oh, we don't believe that this...
Is a holiday song.
But it's about Aaron Rodgers, so take a listen.
Okay, go. I am Aaron Rodgers.
Walking to the interview with no mask. Scotch in my flask. Splish, splash. Take a bath. Make my own COVID fast. Think you woke? Man, you whack. Now I'm mad. Now I'm sad. Just a sad boy. But I'm mad, boy.
I like it, but it's not. It's like, what's the other one that we played?
15,000 K. Fine.
Mitch's hips don't lie.
That's right.
Well, someone asked me if they could submit a rap song from Ludacris, and I was like, yeah, but this is not it.
I consulted with Joe Rogan, got his own potion. We discussed one side squat, put it all in motion. No more draconian. No. Thought
thought I was a phony then. Watch me now, they want to toss me out. But I'm Aaron Rodgers, the greatest quarterback to ever walk this out.
I still believe
he's pretty good, though.
Mitch's Hips Don't Lie is the best non-qualifying song we've got.
See, this is an awesome song.
Yeah, but it doesn't qualify.
I don't think this is a holiday song.
It's not a holiday. Unless Joe says this is a Christmas rap song that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, can someone verify that?
Can you play me Mitch's Hips Don't Lie just so I can go home laughing?
I feel like those encourage people to not make holiday songs.
I don't care. At this point, Chris, I'm worn down and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's not been a great day. We had 16 songs to play for you guys. And
How about a Mike North Loves Mitch Trubisky song? What about that?
There
can we
go.
Get one of
I
those
like that.
Going?
But
how
in the meantime,
tomorrow, we won't play any Bears songs.
What about the good ones?
I don't care. No. We're going to focus on the Bulls. We're going to focus on the poop knives. We're going to focus on the fruits of the world. The fruit, washing the fruits of the world. We're not. There's a moratorium tomorrow. No Bears songs.
I sign up for that.
It's a palate cleanser.
Here's the point. We're asking you to get original. Send them to us at ESPNParody.com. We've had a lot of Bears songs. If it doesn't stick out and it's not a home run,
it isn't even going to get on the air.
Go to a different topic.
Yeah. Guys,
right, there we go. We leave you with this. Have a good night, everybody.
Santa Claus!
Never really knew that Mitch could suck like this. He makes a team want to sign Jeff Driscoll. He can't throw. He can't run. He cannot get first down, so he's done.
Oh, Mitchy, when you play like that, you make Coach Nagy go mad. So sit down, grab a clipboard. We used to like watching, now we're bored. Sideline tonight, and his hips don't lie, and he's surely not looking right. Mechanics, don't panic. These Bears games are ending traumatic.
Happy holidays, Chicago!